It's 10:30 on a Thursday morning, but outside one of Bogota's national theatres, a large queue is already beginning to form. Inside, audience members struggle to find an empty chair, and much to the frustration of the staff, begin filling up the stairs. The two theatre performances that follow receive a standing applause, and the actors are hounded by the media while security rush them backstage. They quickly reappear again, but this time they are bound by handcuffs with an entourage of prison guards. Each of today's actors is on day release for the final of Foundation Acción Interna's annual prison theatre competition and will be quickly flown back to their respective prisons. The impact of day's performance, however, says one of the participants, will stay with them forever.
Para nosotros el teatro nos ha permitido cambio de vida.
Theatre has changed our lives because sometimes you get stuck in the routine of prison, and this takes us out of that routine and it makes our minds soar. You feel that your mind is free, and the mind also makes the body feel free when we're rehearsing, when we're performing, when we feel the applause. When all this happens, our inner life begins to change.
Nuestra vida interna empieza a cambiar.
Through acting, the prisoners say they hope not only to change themselves, but also their audience.
Cuando hacemos esto, la gente puede ver.
When we do this, people can see that on the inside there are different people, not what people normally think, that they're only criminals, only bad people, you can't get mixed up with those people. That's false. There are really good people. We are pushing this message forward and we're proving it.
Y lo estamos mostrando.
Some 120,000 inmates are currently housed in Colombia's prisons. The prisons are notorious locally for their severe overcrowding and poor conditions. According to a local study in 2016, more than 75% of inmates face issues relating to health and nutrition. The prison system's 78,000 capacity is currently overfilled with 120,000 inmates, and some prisons have overcrowding rates of up to 452%. Upon seeing these poor conditions firsthand when judging a prison beauty contest back in 2012, actress and celebrity Joana Bahamón decided to create the prison theatre program and her foundation, Acción Interna.
Obviamente conocía la situación de las cárceles de nuestro país.
Obviously, I knew about the dire prison conditions in our country, but it's one thing seeing it on television, in a magazine or in a newspaper, and quite another being there, learning how the prison is, how all the inmates are, and above all, learning the stories of human beings that are there on the inside. That's why I decided when I left the prison that it was impossible to be indifferent to the reality there.
Since 2012, the foundation has worked to dignify and improve the quality of life for over 30,000 inmates across 27 prisons. Alongside their theatre program, they run a number of other initiatives, such as a popular restaurant run by inmates in the touristic city of Cartagena, and support for drug rehabilitation. The ultimate goal is to prepare inmates for their reassimilation into society and destigmatize them in the eyes of the public. At present, though, Bahamón says these goals are not being met.
Entre la cárcel, pasa un proceso de resocialización que en la mayoría de casos no se cumple.
You enter the prison, you go through a process of re-socialization, which in the majority of cases doesn't happen. Later, you serve your sentence and leave free, trying to look for a new opportunity. It's very difficult for them to get a job, and the majority of them end up re-offending. In prison, it's a cycle that never stops. And the only solution to this is with us, those that are on the outside, that we give them opportunities to reintegrate into society in a dignified form as they deserve. Above all, they are people that have already paid their debt to society.
One of those individuals who believes theatre helped them avoid the vicious cycle of perpetual crime is Ingrid Haling, who is 50 years of age and comes from the city of Medellin. Ingrid was convicted when she fell for the temptation of easy money by trafficking drugs back in 2012.
Mi vida era normal, trabajaba normal, pero la situación económica era.
My life was normal. I worked normally, but my economic situation was a little tight. So one day I was asked if I wanted to make money more easily with a trip, and my ambition went too far. The more I had, the more I wanted, and sadly, that's how I ended up in prison.
Y pues por desgracia, caí a la cárcel.
But whilst living in prison is far from easy, the real challenge is often leaving it behind. As Ingrid found out when leaving prison in 2016, some 4 years later.
Bueno, después de salir de la reclusión, fue...
After leaving prison, it was really hard because you don't find the people that you always thought would be there for you, giving you a hand and supporting you. In fact, I was one of the people that didn't have any visitors. Leaving the prison was very complicated because you leave alone, without anything, and you have to start again.
Entonces empezará otra vez a buscar dónde ubicar.
By participating in the first ever prison theatre production, however, Ingrid says she found new opportunities, which have helped her keep going forward while staying on the straight and narrow. And alongside gaining new skills, such as public speaking, she says that it has also enabled her to rebuild relationships even stronger than before she had entered prison.
Estando dentro de la reclusión y antes de caer a la reclusión.
Before entering prison, my relationship with my family was distant. I've always been very independent, but I didn't tell my family that I was in prison until they saw me on television in the theatre performance with Joanna Bahamón. It was then that they realized that I had been in prison.
Ahí fue donde ellos se enteraron de que yo estaba en la reclusión.
Ingrid now runs her own business, which pays her bills and discourages the temptation to reoffend. She thanks her opportunity to participate in the theatre program a lot for this, and hopes more individuals like her, who have made similar mistakes, will also be given a second chance in the future.
Las oportunidades dentro de la cárcel son muy eran muy mínimas.
The opportunities inside the prison are minimal, or were minimal, until Joanna Bahamón's project started. Now we see people that leave with hope that they'll find themselves a job. They leave with the hope that they're going to have an opportunity to start again. Before, it wasn't like that. Before, you left and you defended yourself however you could. But now, it's different.
Pero ahorita ya es más diferente.